Good day and welcome to the Business Success Network podcast. I'm Stacey Calder, founder of the Business Success Network and magazine, and we help you to grow you and grow your business. We want to get you as visible as possible online, offline, and through events such as networking, awards, and conferences. If you're sitting here and listening to this and thinking this is a great show, we are looking for guests to be part of it. We want to hear your story and we want to share your information with the public. We want you to be as visible as possible. So join us over at the Business Success Network UK on Facebook, join the community, get the support, become a cheerleader for other small businesses, and we'll see you very soon.
Small business owner with big dreams but feeling stuck in the daily grind, then it's time to become the superhero of your own success story with me, Sheena Wyatt at Kapow Coaching. I'm here to help you fight off the villains of time, stress and overwhelm, and together we'll cut through the chaos, bring clarity to your path and unlock your true potential. If you're ready to step into your superpower and lead your business victory, then let's connect and start your journey to greatness today.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Business Success Network podcast for disabled entrepreneurs. I'm Jo O'Neill and I run Brightcap Business Solutions. I'm also the community leader for the Facebook group for disabled entrepreneurs. And I'll remind you at the end of this episode, once again, to come join us in that group. Today I am joined by Kim Chantelli. Kim, would you like to introduce yourself and tell everybody what you do?
Hi, yes, I'm Kim Chantelli, owner and creator of Muscle Mechanics, a brand that helps to bring people back to improve mobility and with a range of natural therapies as well as creative balm kits. So if you're ever caught on a day where things feel particularly painful and you want to manage that, we've got something that you can use on the spot. It starts working within 4 to 5 minutes, gives you 4 hours coverage. So for me, that is essential because we all have busy lives and therefore why should we have something to accommodate for that so that we can at least feel a bit more comfortable?
Sounds good to me. I mean, today I feel like I need to bathe in it, but that's another issue. So tell me how this all came about.
Yes. So the reason why I'm here today is really for my son. I'm an advocate for him. He was diagnosed when he was 2 with a brain tumour, affected the motor cortex. So essentially the life-saving surgery that was done to save his life then also essentially vanished all of his mobility skills that he had prior to that. So he was able to run, jump, use a balance bike, all the busyness that a toddler has. And then after 3 days after his surgery, he lost everything, his speech, the ability to breathe properly. And that became the mindset of what do we do now? Lives are turned upside down. We have other children as well to manage, but also it's lifelong what he would have to do to recover. Hence why Muscle Mechanics came about, because it is about that challenge, it's daily challenges that people face that are having issues with mobility and accessibility to things that they used to do and things that their peers would do. Why can't I do the same thing as this child in a swimming club? Why can't I go out and join a certain running club and join in with what I use? A very sort of regular chats I used to have with Jensen. And in the beginning, it wasn't possible. He needed a lot of intervention, but through that openness of our conversation, he then also realized we need to document this because it's very difficult to have people like that around in your life that want to show the rawness of what it does, but also how that would affect and impact others so they could go and make different decisions so they can access sport that they never thought of before. And this is why I'm here, is really just to advocate that you can always find some other ways It's just making other people aware of those ways so they're not stuck and isolated. So that was very important to him. And I'm making sure I will say this.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen your videos with Jensen and he's absolutely adorable crutches. And I think he does really well. And he's very much, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Yes, he's determined.
Yeah, and you can tell. It's like that determination really comes through. Right, so tell me about Muscle Mechanics itself. Did you create the formula? Did you do, was it research? And how is it all managed, as it were?
So, yes, they are my formulas. They came from a lot of research prior to having children, but also being aware of how the body works. So I did a fair amount of time working with oncology patients, and they're all various ages, some similar to me, some over 70, but the consensus was the same in that environment. They still wanted to live everyday life, even though they were facing this prognosis and having treatment. They wanted to be able to go out to the shops, to be able to eat a meal without being in so much pain, lift their arm up to brush their hair. It was, you know, these things matter. And it's only when you're somebody takes that for granted, stop for a moment to realize, what if you couldn't do that? How would that make you feel? So that was in the background before this happened with Jensen. So I realized from then I could transport those skills and help him out. But also from his own positive feedback of it, just how much more we could do with it so we could reach more people. He said lots of people could benefit from what you make. So it became very big from an initial concept where you make it at home for your children to scaling it to become more industry based. And a requirement for people that have active lives, but maybe suffering a bit post-surgically with a few injuries. And they all interchangeably lean on each other. So you could have an active athlete, hurts themselves at football, they're out for the season, but they feel the same way as somebody who's managing day-to-day pain. And the emotional mindset is, you know, very variable in that time. And it's good to reach out to them and say that there is a way we can help and see the benefit of that for them with their recovery, which is great. I love seeing that.
I imagine that's a really good thing. And yeah, we, as somebody who lives with daily pain, some days it's like, yeah, just get on with it. Yeah, it's all good. Some days it's a, why me?
Yes.
Why?
And it's that those days, especially when he was on chemotherapy weekly, he would have those, and they're quite dark moods for a young person. And he was only three at the time, and he was just having that moment, why me? I can't be bothered. Why should I bother? Why should I bother to walk? You know, everyone's looking after me. And we had the chat, we had to, and that's when the tough mum came out, went, no, we're having the chat here. We need to create desire.
That was really hard as a parent.
Yeah, it's especially difficult when you want to do everything for them, because you want them to be well, but you can't live your life through them. They have to want it. Yeah. So I realised whatever I'm pouring into him, if he doesn't channel it, it's useless. So I had to create the desire, which became a point of irritation for him at first.
I can imagine. Especially as say a 3-4 year old, they can be very stubborn, I've heard.
Very stubborn, moody. Physically, they can be strong. If they're annoyed with you and they resist what you're trying to engage them in, yeah, for sure. And that was a good moment in the pool, because the water was my support. So if he did do that, he knew what would happen. He would sink. Yeah. If you make yourself angry, you sink. So he learned very quickly, floating, being weightless, relaxed, works.
It's a good way. I
thought, oh, I need some assistance. What can I call on? I'll call on nature. What else can we do? Mud, we walk in the leaves. If he falls in the mud, no big deal. I can wipe that off. It's fine. And it's soft. It's friendly to him. Oh, it became a sense of genius calling on nature. So highly recommend it.
So this top tip number one, okay? Call on nature. So I'm going to ask you the one question that we always ask everybody on the BSM podcasts, and no one ever gives us the same answer twice. What does business success look like to you?
It's a good question. For me, it's taking an organic concept, an idea, and bringing it into reality. So it's like you're pulling it down from the clouds, and there it is, it's in front of you one day, and you see other people buying this product. So you'd visualized it, but then you got to the point where, is it going to happen? Can I make it workable? Then you're fighting with the prototype. Is it workable? No, it isn't. Yes, it is. Does it work? Yes, it does. And then, wow, one day someone's coming up to you saying, this is a really good product I know of. And you're third person. They're saying, yeah, I love this company, Muscle Mechanics. It's great. And I caught myself the other day at a pop-up shop. This woman said, oh, is the man in? His product's really good. Muscle Mechanics said, is it? The person who makes it's brilliant. Oh, yeah, it's helped me with my day-to-day pain. I went, oh, forward on that comment. And then I showed her a leaflet. She went, oh, my God, it's you. Oh.
You're a little bit of a troll. Well done.
Oh, I was just having a little bit of a play. But, yeah, it was. That's a lovely moment. For me, that's a measure of success. Also, carrying a message, an important message, that still continues today. Accessibility, inclusivity and mobility, making sure my son has the same rights and access as others to things that matter to him. And, you know, there's nothing more important than that. And if you see people carrying that message for you as well, it's brilliant.
Yeah, that's something in the group that we like to promote because we know the barriers to accessibility. So we like to challenge those. But yeah, that is a good measure of success. No one ever says money, ever. Because we all know once the bills are paid that, you know, that's fine, but what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And why do you love it? That's always the thing.
That is true.
Attention, all business owners. Are you ready to elevate your marketing game? Meet Escape the Village, based in the heart of Wiltshire and with national coverage. With over 30 years of experience, Liz and her team specialise in crafting tailored marketing strategies just for you. From websites to SEO and content creation to social media management, we have everything you need to grow your business. Whether you're in rural, equine or the agricultural sector, we understand your unique challenges and are here to support you. So why wait? Visit escapethevillage.com today and let us help you escape ordinary marketing.
Okay, so we know you've got your products, you're doing pop-up shops and all sorts of things like that. What are your plans for the future? Is it world domination?
Well, Jensen's concerned, probably. He's always saying, you know, think big. I said, how much bigger? So bigger than you realise. Like, this conversation could go on for a long time. For him, it's sort of, we're going to sort of head over to Dublin, introduce there, and then from there over into France so that we can do some European events, almost piggyback on top of the marathon circuit, because then they've got a clear way of traveling the world. But we're also part of the Running Industry Alliance. So that means we have some important talks in the development of health and well-being in the running sector. So sometimes this needs to happen. You need to make those relationships to make that connection more important, but also functional for future growth. So for us, that means we might go to America, very likely, but also we keep our roots in the UK, which is what we've always wanted. This is our way we started. So we need to make sure we reach most areas of the UK by doing these little events here and there. I mean, obviously next time I might consider the carbon footprint of flying versus driving and just see if I'm doing the healthier option there. But it's you're balancing it. You're trying to reach virtually, and Jensen has his book ideas again. So there may be a follow-up to his Don't Think, Use Instinct. So I don't know if we'll call it version two or whether we'll call it another catchy name. He's still thinking of that. But, yeah, he's very much in the ether. He wants this to continue and help as many kids as it can adults, which is good. So, yeah.
And do you actually physically go to all these places that you're getting everything out there?
I do. I do go a little bit incognito. So everyone else, I have the uniform, I say muscle mechanics, and I'll turn up in like a black sweater with a hood on or something and just sort of see what it's like in the background. And everyone goes, I'm sure that's the person who makes it. Really? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you want to observe and find authentically what's happening before somebody recognizes it.
But like, I think there's a series called Undercover Boss.
I've
got into that mode and just gauging the reactions of people, which is priceless, because if you could capture them every time on camera, you would see how people smile when they see something that works. It's a changer for them, and they know that deep down, why hasn't that been here before? That look of, I'm annoyed. How long has this taken to come out, and where can I find you?
Yeah.
All those things can be answered, obviously.
Yes. Sorry, I said, so how big is your company? How many people you got working for you?
So at the moment, we are six in a team now. So we've got like the Team Jensen ambassadors that might be in a gym in London, Pure Gym, and other affiliates. And then we've got to those that work on the shows that come in and help, which is brilliant. So they might have a specialty in that particular event, which is great, because if they're more in alignment with who they're hosting the event for, it makes better sense when they're having those chats. So yes, we're looking to expand, but it'd be more to control the back end of business no one talks about, because once you have lots of people engaging with you, you need to take care of those things on e-commerce and such, so that we're not sort of disengaging with the very people that gave awareness to us in the first place. So yeah, it's
And so you're not spending all your time looking at spreadsheets and admin.
Spreadsheets. No, I really don't like them, but
most people don't.
So that'd be a first if someone said, I love spreadsheets. Yes, this is me.
I've heard it said, I mean, on another podcast I do espouse that I like spreadsheets. But there is a point. I don't love them. I like them.
Exactly. The word is key to that, definitely. Yeah. I'd much rather be in the imagination zone, the creativity bubble that we all sort of like to stay in, but you need to get a realism. Can we do these projects?
So I have the ideas, but then realise it's got to work on paper and you've got to work on those. But, yeah, all good. So do you have any tips to share, which could be either life, business, things specific to your product?
I think the key one I mentioned earlier about nature is really important. That always brings relaxation in where things can be overloaded. I find in what we do, the restrictions, the bureaucratic system we are part of, that we have to endure every day, the discrimination that comes with it, we need to have those breaks away from all of it. So put it down, put your papers down and just go somewhere really sort of opposite to that. And I could be either running and do a run for 5K and then come in and feel refreshed and then pick it back up. Or it may just be meditation. Some days I'm just quiet and still. You can't hear anything. You're just letting go and seeing what happens there. The busyness of the mind, it's amazing how much we got in there. So when you try and take away all this, what have you got left? And you get some really good ideas come through. Because when you're so busy, it's like it's jammed. That side of your brain can't communicate with you. And I suppose the last one is have fun. Really enjoy what you do. Because if you don't enjoy what you do, why are you doing it?
Yeah, especially if you're self-employed. It's like you chose to do this.
We have a lot of laughs on the way. It can get stressful, and we appreciate that. But at the same time, we have a lot of fun. And there's some outtakes. You just think, why would we ever do that? You go to the Arnold Sports Festival. You've got to work out. You're not pulling your weight. Did you go and do that today? And then you see Arnold, and he's doing that. And it just puts you to shame. You have a little laugh with yourself. Wow. come on, let's get the stuff done, you know, let's go. And you feel fitter for it. And then there's other events we go to, like a garden centre. We're like thinking, we need to pay attention to our garden. We haven't actually done any gardening for ages. And there's a bit of shame that comes in with that, because we know
there is.
And we're like, wow, when the winter's gone, we can attend to it.
Yeah, I mean, my garden this year got to the point, I got a man in, and even he said it was hard going. He's like, I'm sorry.
Try and sort of smile it off. Well, you know, I like to think it's work in progress.
One was a work in progress, but it used to be what I used to empty my brain.
Yes.
But I can no longer do the garden myself, so it's like, get a man in.
Yeah, it does look better once it's done. I do appreciate that. And you sit out there, it's nice and calm. Yeah. But it's just when the rain comes, like we've had lots of rain recently, everything grows like 300%. And
yeah.
I'm just, wow, that moment was short-lived.
Yeah, haven't I just done this?
So you try and sort of get the jobs in and go, Jensen's rehab, cut the grass. Jensen's rehab, I'd rather do that and have some fun with Jensen. Grass hasn't been cut, and then it decides to be like half the size of you. There is an issue.
At that point, you got, I'm doing it for the bees.
And then I justify it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's wild nature.
Yeah,
you know, it should be like this.
I mean, I like a wild garden. I like nature. My neighbour very kindly, once everything's over 6 foot, because her fence on our side is 6 foot, once it's above that, she just cuts off the top of stuff. So can I just chop the top off? Yeah.
This is what we do, because our lives are massively stressful in this field where we are with Jensen, battling for access to X, Y, and Z things, the school, having what we call diplomatic arguments with the school, and then you've got to then transfer that to local authorities. It becomes your full-time job. But we also run a business, so you've got to have some plates that drop, and mine happens to be, well, if it, not everything's in its place.
Yeah.
I can see the toys around me right now. I've got Lego. I've got, you know, Jensen Star Wars, like lightsaber. It's just going to have to be like that, because there's other things that are more important at the time.
There's so prioritize. Yeah, there's only so much time. There's only so much energy.
And you think, I can live with this for a bit. I'm not bothered by that. But if I trip on it, I might have a word with him later about that.
So please stop leaving things to try and kill me.
That's it. Stop leaving traps. I know they're you. You do it on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, my traps are mobile and fluffy. But, you know.
Yes. I have a cat, Louie. He does do that to me. Bottom of the stairs, usually.
Yep.
And I don't always see him.
Yeah, we've got one that he's very close to the colour of the stairs carpet. If the light's off, you cannot see him. And he likes to be about four steps up.
Oh, no. So then if you can miss that step, and then, an ankle rolled just like that. And he follows you. My cat follows you around. It's escorting you to where the food is, and then escorting you to the empty bowl. It's very important.
I'm glad it's not just mine that does that. I get escorted. Well, actually, they know my routine. They escort me to the loo, and then they escort me to the kitchen, show me their empty bowl and where the food lives.
That's it. It's all very subtle, not really. So then they start staring you in the eyes.
Yeah.
They come and sit on your laptop, stare you in the face.
Yep.
Feed me now.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why when I'm recording these, the door is closed, because I will get a cat here and he will get progressively closer. It gets to 12 o'clock or 5 o'clock, okay, about 2. He decides he's hungry about 2.
It's amazing. And they're so vocal. They get louder and louder and louder. Like sometimes I've been on a call, they said, is that your cat in the background? I went, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. He's having a full-on conversation. So they don't mind. They don't mind.
No, I'm very glad my clients don't mind, because if I've got the door open and it is getting close to food time and not just when the greedy one thinks it's food time, I will end up with all three around me. And they might not be able to see all three. They go, oh, that's nice. It can't. It's like they're staring daggers at me.
You can't see what I see at the moment. That's it. You just sort of, I want to get this done. Yeah, I feel pressure now. I must finish. So, yeah, I get this and I also get it for my kids. Like, Mum, you haven't been back enough today. Yeah, you need to be with me at athletics, otherwise you're in trouble. It's that stare.
Yeah.
You are coming. You will be coming. I suggest, yes.
So, yes, of course, just let me finish this.
And at the phone, this phone disappears at dinner time because they see that. They go, oh, no, you can't have your phone. I said, no, I don't want my phone. I will put it away. So
that's usually the way around. It's usually parents telling kids they can't have a phone at mealtime, but they tell you.
Yeah, they do. And I was like, yeah, if I can't have that, you can't have your tablet. So then we're all good, aren't we? So, okay, I'm all right with it. I'll put it down. But they're trying to check it in the background.
It's like, just sweet. What's over there?
It's trying to get their focus back. So I think if we all sit down and have a meal together in the evening, that does help massively with anything that's going on with them, then we'll talk about, because it's safer and we get together that way. We can all have a chat about it rather than these little snippets of time. Don't really get much discussed. And then you're left wondering if they're okay, because when they're at school, it's like 6 hours of a day. I don't really know what's going on. And then I have to ask the questions like a detective, extract the information slowly. We get there eventually before the door shuts upstairs and that's it forever. My daughter, you have to almost text her in ready, you know. It's got to that point. But at least we can all still chat, which I'm really grateful for, because I'm pretty sure.
You've got to build these pockets of time in, especially when you're spinning so many plates.
It's hard.
Drops.
So where are you going, Mum? Manchester. Where are you going? Dublin. Okay. Are we coming? I said, yes, you are. Oh, right. Shall I pack?
Well, you don't have to pack for them.
No, my sons like it. They like the idea of camping or going on an adventure. So, like, where are we going? I said, we're going here. All right. So they have their little bags, their little bags with wheels, and they get them ready. They get super excited when it's Friday because they think, well, where are we going? Because it's never as straightforward. And then they realise that we're going somewhere different and they have that new experience, which if I didn't work for myself, I wouldn't necessarily always have with them.
That's a nice thing that sort of they want to go and they enjoy it. And instead of it being, oh, God, where are we going this time? That's usually my
daughter, my oldest, because she likes to be attached to her phone and civilization. So if she finds we're going to remote places where there's just fields and sheep, she gets a bit concerned. When are we going home and what time? And it becomes critical. But my sons just love it. They'd rather run around and please themselves. It's sort of let off steam, I think. That's what that is.
Yes.
School can be quite compacting. You have to behave this way for the X amount of hours. Then when they get home, they're like uncoiled springs. Chaos is just everywhere. Yeah. But Jensen, he appreciates being at home because we get to go over serious problems and then I go and discuss it. So he has that maturity about him. So that way we can do more for him. And with that, we can look at other ways. He's going to have more interventions in terms of how he writes and gets all his work recorded, because with his sets of recovery, they're not all spinning the same time. His speech will come on and then his arm and hand strength will be a bit stronger a month later. His walking gets faster and then it will find it. Hang on a minute, his coordination's got better. And it's not always so seamless. They're all doing different frequencies. So we tap into that and then go over certain things. So
coordinating the best you can.
Yes, because he wants, in his mind, he wants to do certain things. And he would just say, I want to go to look at conkers at this, from where this tree has got loads of conkers on the floor. I want to go collect them. And then he'll just go off now with his sticks. Yeah. But we haven't made time or allowance for that. So then I turn around and he's gone like at least 200 metres towards the tree.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's the speed he can get now away from me. Before it was, I know where he is. Turn around, he's still going to be there. So we have a different set of situations, which I thoroughly enjoy, but do put the risk element in a bit higher.
Yeah. So, yes. Just to keep you on your toes.
I think so. Yeah. That and having lots of coffee seem to do that these days.
Yeah. Definitely needed, especially at this time of year. So where can anybody find you and your lovely balms and things?
We have an e-commerce platform, so you can find us at muscle-mechanics.com. And we are soon launching it very imminently on Shopify. So it will look different to previous times we've been on there. A lot more sleek imaging, testimonials, a bit more of the history, more of the community work we do. You can see it and read about it. So that's great. We're also on Instagram and Facebook and Muscle Mechanics Balms. It's all together. There's no space in between it. And you can see where we've been at these events and certain little pictures of these fun moments where we're capturing ourselves and just enjoying the journey. So obviously it's Jensen's journey, but it's all of us. We're all on the ride.
You are all on that ride. And I will put all those links in the show notes. And Kim, thank you very much for joining me today. I know you're very busy.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. I'm so glad I took the time and eventually worked my way around Google to reset my life. So, yeah.
It's always fun. So thank you all for joining me in this episode of the BSN for Disabled Entrepreneurs podcast. I will be back with a new interview in 2 weeks' time. So thank you all. All the links are in the show notes. Join us in the Facebook group and go check everything out. Thank you again for joining me, Kim. And I'll see you all soon.
Bye.
So, you've been listening to the Business Success Network podcast. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Please do go and check out all the other episodes that we offer. We've got a great range of guests that have gone before us and that are coming up. And if you want to get involved in the Business Success Network, you can find us at www.businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk. There's loads of ways you can get involved, whether that's from contributing to our business magazine or whether that's getting involved in the podcast. We are here to showcase your expertise and help you to grow you and grow your business.